I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger.
Hi, Colleen.
Hi, what's your name?
Eric.
You forgot to introduce yourself.
I was just saying hi to you.
Oh, hi, love.
I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know, it's been a while. That's how it feels when we do these podcasts. Like, oh, hey, how's it going?
That's really the first time I feel like I've talked to you today.
I know. Well, no.
A couple days?
No, you talked to me today. You talked to me a lot at like 1 or 2 in the morning.
At night, yeah.
Today, yeah.
Last night,
that was
yeah.
Well, it was this morning.
Okay. are we going to do this again? If it was at 2 a.m. last night, that was last night. I wouldn't say it was at 2 a.m. this morning.
I would.
Oh, you're just messing with me now.
Because this is like over, dude. It's this day.
Can't, not going to start this again.
On this day.
It was technically in this 24-hour cycle of this day, April 1st.
It's
sure.
The day we're recording this, yeah.
But no, nobody says, oh, 2 a.m. this morning. They say 2 a.m. last night. Nobody says that.
I say this morning.
You do not. You're just messing with me and I can't and I quit and I'm done and it's over. This podcast is over. I'm not doing this again. It was 2 a.m. last night. You're not being real, right? You're just messing with me.
It's this morning.
You're messing with me.
This morning at 2 a.m. Yeah. I guess I would be like, oh, the babies didn't sleep well last night.
You're being...
And then I'd be like, oh, they didn't sleep well last night.
Uh-huh.
They woke up at 2 and 4. So I would say last night.
Yeah, I think the cutoff is 4 a.m.
And then it's this morning?
And then it's this morning. Because it's like 3 a.m. last night. But then like when it's 4,
I think it depends on the
4 a.m. this morning.
Because I was up last night until 4 a.m. Or, oh, I had to wake up at 4 a.m. this morning for work. I think it just depends on the context.
Sure. Context is, yeah. It's a, yeah.
Anyway.
Appropriate. Anyways, hello.
Hi, love. Who needs to relax for you this week?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Literally everybody. Maybe it's me, but literally everybody walking in the other direction of me. I don't know if it's just me or if this happens to everyone, but I've never walked by a stranger and not done that. Oh, sorry. And like, you know what I mean? And changed directions as they also change directions. And it's kind of like some weird, unchoreographed dance. Does this not happen to you?
No, it does. I'm just waiting for the point. Wait, what?
So just like,
when that happens, it needs to relax?
I think there just needs to be like a social like understanding that when you walk past a stranger, you're it's like always to the right or something.
Okay.
Because if someone's walking the opposite direction and they go to the left, then we do, oh, and we're
when
just,
was the last time you were up against a stranger walking somewhere? Like, I'm not
up against strangers.
I'm just saying, I'm not like,
up against them.
Recently?
I'm just saying anywhere.
Okay.
That little corridor outside the CVS, there's like a CVS and a Starbucks and there's like a corridor. Mm-hmm. If you ever like walk out and you're, it doesn't happen. It happens to me every time. It happens to me constantly.
Well, I never really go to
the usually
store.
Happens to me coming in and out of CVS's.
Hmm.
So if
really?
You need me to like.
That's a big door.
I know it's a big automatic door, but like everyone, I feel like when they walk into a CVS is looking down. They're like, I'm walking to CVS.
I'm not.
CVS. And then they look up.
I'm looking for where I'm
And then
go.
All of a sudden, I'm CVS. Standing right in front of them. And they're like, oh, sorry.
And they go the wrong way.
Yeah.
So that's what needs to relax.
What do you do in those situations?
I say sorry. I like apologize profusely. I'm like, and what I'm if so they sorry, then, I'm so sorry.
But then you change. Do you like, cause sometimes I like, I'm sticking to my guns. Like, oh, sorry. And I go right and they go to their left. So now we're still face to face. And like, I should counter back the other direction, but I'm like, I'm sticking to my right. And what if they're, and sometimes they're like, I'm sticking to my left. So it's like, it gets real awkward there. And then I am actually up against a stranger.
But I just am so confused how this happens to you so often that it's your relax this week, because like, I feel like it's happened to me every once in a while, but like not enough that I even think about it.
It happens to me so often. It's shocking.
Yeah, well,
that's why I'm bringing it up.
You never even leave the house.
It's not about going places, love. Like, and what I'm just saying, like, if I do, it was just fell off the chair. If I do, this happens. I'm saying it happens all the time. Mm. I don't know. In the past, can I not be talking about the past also?
You can talk about the past,
present,
last night,
future, this morning at 2 a.m. Like, it happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. I feel that.
It happens all the time.
I respect that.
Okay, well, let's break it down.
Okay.
How do we fix this?
I don't think that you can fix it alone.
My awkwardness?
No, I think this happens to all people. But I think the only thing, you can't control what other people do. All you can do is control your reaction. This is what a therapist would say. So
have you ever done it so bad to where you're like, oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. But then you're like so committed to going that way that you then like come face to face with the person and
I guess it's happened a couple of times, but I usually start laughing. I'm like, oh my gosh, and we keep running into each other.
I know. Yeah. And then you do that. Oh yeah. Oh, like, and I have literally said many times, like, oh, we're dancing. You know what I mean? So,
you said that?
I know. Oh, it's terrible. No. I know. No, it's not.
That's the one needs to relax.
I know. Well, this is what I'm trying to.
We're dancing?
Trying to figure it out.
I would say, just don't move.
Just freeze.
If that happens, just stand there. Mm-hmm. Don't move. Because it seems to bug you a lot. So I would say just don't move, you know?
I feel like I've tried that and been like, after you, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I've tried every, like, awkward social interaction thing.
Why is this upsetting you today?
It's just something that, like, embarrasses. It's just a source of embarrassment.
Yeah. I get that.
Which was something I wanted to talk about today. So
embarrassment?
Like, yeah.
Okay, we can get into that.
It was like a theme. So like, I was like, what's a big source? And that's, I always get super embarrassed by that.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't even think
If you see me, say hi, get out of the way, I guess.
Okay.
Or.
You could just say that. I think that'll fix it.
Get out of the way?
Yeah. So if you do that with someone, just be like, get out of the way. They will. You say
that. In a funny way? Like, give me a line reading here.
No. I don't think there's a funny way to say that. I would cry if someone said that to me, I think.
Get out of the way. Like that?
No, I don't think.
Like funny?
I don't think it would be funny. I'm saying like.
How would you say it?
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying you could say that and it would certainly fix the problem because someone would get out of the way if you said that, I think.
Get out of the way.
Oh my God. All right. Well, do you want to know who I think needs to relax?
I guess.
It doesn't have to do with. But it does, I guess it's something that's kind of embarrassing. So it does go along with our theme today.
Okay.
Knees need to relax.
What about knees?
I just feel like evolution. The look of them? No, like, well, yeah, the look of them. First of all, they look weird. For sure they look weird.
Well, are you talking about a bended knee or are you talking about a straight knee?
I'm talking about, well, what do you mean? Like what looks weird?
Well, like a straight knee looks way weirder. Yeah.
No, the reason knees need to relax is because I'm like, come on. Like, evolution couldn't have figured this one out. Like, why do they have such a short, like, you know, lifespan? My knees pop every time I walk up the stairs now.
Oh, your knees are popping.
Ever since I was pregnant. Like, it drives me.
I didn't know your knees so popped. Angry.
No, it's just one side. It's just the left knee. And it's only been, like, maybe the last month after I had the babies. And it's one knee. And it's not so much a pop as it is a crunch every time I go up the stairs. And it makes me. So I hate the sound and the feeling of it so much that I started singing going up the stairs just so I don't
hear
have
your
to
crunchy
hear
knees.
Knees crunch?
No.
Do they snap?
Go to a doctor.
They don't do these things?
Do you know how what's going on in there? There's so many like ligaments and ball joints and
I don't like
knees.
These words.
Like there's a lot of evolution going on in there. I mean, you could be like a gazelle like and it could bend. Would you better. Rather they bend backwards? Like a.
Maybe.
Gazelle?
I just feel like evolution could have done a better job with these things. Like the fact that they like.
Let's see your knee.
Your pants, are they loose enough to go up so. Over the knee?
Okay. All right. We're going to do this. You're going to bend it straight.
Okay. Ugh, knees are so
relaxed?
Gross. Yeah. Well, no, I mean.
Doesn't feel, see that?
I hate that feeling. Don't do that. He's like squeezing it. Squeezing
Wait, I'm doing this for a story.
No, don't squeeze a kneecap. I don't want you
I'm
to
not squeezing it. I'm just showing you something.
Don't move it around. I don't be. Just,
don't you know
be,
how you, don't you, know you can? Kneecap.
Don't mess with, please don't.
So I was.
Why are you continuing to do these things?
I was skateboarding with my friend Doug.
You're going to make me vomit.
When we were in junior high. Behind the community center.
Of course.
So that's where you skateboard.
This already sounds like a made up story.
And the, you know, like a loading dock, you know what a loading dock is? Yeah. Like uh-huh. He jumped off the loading dock and you just start screaming.
I already hate this story.
And I go over and it's, no. You know, look at his.
No.
So this part
Stop.
Is on the side, on like all the way life. On the side. He has dislocated his knee. It. Just me and him. I had to call an ambulance from a payphone.
Oh my God.
And then it happened. And then he had to have
a payphone.
Yeah. I mean, junior high.
You're pretty old.
It's not that what?
How old were you when you got your first cell phone?
I was a freshman in college.
You guys, do you hear this?
It was an LG. It flipped open. And the cool thing about it was
a flip.
I mean, it was a little flippy
That's
guy.
Cool.
Yeah. But still had the antenna that came out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't take pictures or anything like that. But I think you could, like the big selling point of this cell phone was that you could play Tetris on it.
That is fancy. Mine only had Snake.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I love Snake. I was good at it, too.
Did it have an antenna? What was it?
No. It did a little tiny one. It was a Nokia brick phone.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't flip. Flip phones came out later.
I know those Nokia. A lot of people had those.
I got one.
Do you remember when like the Razor came out? Like the Motorola
that was
Razor?
Fancy.
That's where you're like, oh, you're rich? That should have been our episode. We're like, oh, wow, you're rich. You got a Razor?
Oh, yeah.
That's a rich phone.
I had a phone that was like a Switchblade right when I got out of college. It was
the Sidekick?
No. That's very
That's
fancy.
Rich. That's
No. It was not that. It was literally, it looked like a tampon when it was in my pocket. It was so small. It was like this little tiny rectangle and it was
what?
Like,
bloop,
and it flipped open to like a long, it was crazy. And my first trip to New York for my first like Miranda gig, that was the phone I had. And I remember I had like tried to use this. I didn't have internet or anything.
I don't think that was a phone, love. I think
it
you
was.
Were tricked.
Corey had the same one. I'll show you. I'll find a picture of it and show it to you. It was so weird. And I was like, oh, I understand now. The first iPhone had come out at this point. And I thought it was so dumb.
Wait, so the Apple iPhone is out and you're using the tampon razor blade phone?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, are you kidding?
Just stick
so
it to your guns.
Well, I didn't understand because I was like, wait, it's like a little computer, but like lame and small. Why not just use a computer and also have a phone? Like I didn't understand the reason for it.
And so I was like,
I'm not getting one of these things until I went to New York for the first time to do Miranda gigs and I needed email. I needed directions to know where I was going to like meetings and stuff. And I was like, had to keep stopping off at like internet cafes. And I was like, oh, I need a phone that tells me things.
What emails are. Yeah.
And so that's
where
I switched to a BlackBerry.
BlackBerry comes in. Yes. Thank
you. I got a BlackBerry.
But did you have the actual rolly ball or did you have like the joysticky, like a touchy thing?
I had the like, it was like a hybrid. So the BlackBerry had already been out, but then the iPhone came out. So it was like a hybrid between the two. So it was like a screen. But the thing I didn't like about an iPhone back then was like, there's no buttons to click. This is point. What's the point?
I can remember the first time I saw an iPhone. Like I remember it vividly. The first person I know, I'm not going to mention them, but they hadn't got an iPhone, the first one. And they were showing me a photo. And then they were like, look. And they went like that.
And, like
and the picture got,
fingers.
And spread their fingers and the picture got bigger. And it was like, I don't know. We've landed on the moon. What's something that you see for the first time and you're like, wow, we are the future. Like it was so futuristic to me that like you could do this.
Yeah.
And a picture would get bigger. I was like, holy smokes.
Yeah.
I need one
of
those.
My BlackBerry, the whole screen clicked. So it didn't have buttons. It was like an iPhone in the sense that it was a screen, but the screen clicked. So that was my first BlackBerry.
I had the ball one and the ball would like fall out.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. I need to find a picture of this Razor.
Yeah, you do. That would be great.
All right, I found a picture of it. It was called the Juke and it looked like that. And it was really, really thin. I had the blue one. It was like super, super, super
thin. The Samsung Juke. Okay.
Yeah, like that. See how like thin it is? It was.
And
so
when you
weird.
Got this, you're like, this is the coolest cell phone
ever.
Oh, I thought
ever. It was so cool because it like went.
You're like, I'm taking this to New York with me, and
yeah, I was like, this
immediately
is the one.
Losing it.
This is the one. It was so cool. But you know who else is cool? Is our first sponsor, Stitch Fix.
Oh,
love.
Stitch Fix. Okay.
We love Stitch
My
Fix.
My personal stylist.
Of course. Style icons don't do it alone, and neither should you, guys. If you need a hand finding pieces that make you look good, then Stitch Fix has you covered. Huh, Lovey?
Yes.
I mean, they got you covered, literally.
Are you calling me a style icon?
You are a style icon Thank with you. The help of Stitch Fix. Whether you need date night dresses or cozy loungewear, Stitch Fix can help refresh your look. You can schedule a fix and a stylist will send you 5 pieces that fit your style, size, and price range with no subscription required. Keep what you like and return the rest.
Do they send you a return envelope?
Oh, they
already
certainly do. So
you, and you
so
can put
easy.
It in like any mailbox?
Oh yeah, you can.
For items you don't like, but you will.
You will like them all. Yeah. Or if you like to shop, but you don't want to endlessly browse, then check out Stitch Fix Freestyle. It's an online shop built just for you. It's like having your very own clothing store. To get started, take a style quiz so Stitch Fix can learn your preferences, from your favorite colors to preferred fits and price ranges. It's an easy way to get items that are just right for you from brands you know and trust, like Madewell and Sanctuary. I almost said Madewell.
I know Madewell.
I know Madewell too, but for some reason I read it Madewell. I almost said it wrong.
Maddie, well, there's an E there.
I didn't see the E. That's why I was confused. But then I saw it and all is well. It's time to get looks that are so
Do they have
you.
Glasses?
Get started today by filling out your freestyle quiz at stitchfix.com/relax and take advantage of free shipping and returns. That's stitchfix.com/relax to try Stitch Fix. stitchfix.com/relax. All right, so I showed you a picture of my phone.
Yeah, we're back. And I've found a picture of my first cell phone. And it's so funny because I remember that that was the home screen image was of the hot air balloons.
I remember
and you couldn't
this
change
too.
It. It was only hot air balloons.
Wonder why. Do you think, why do they think that is?
I don't know, but it was in color. And that was like the big deal. And you could play Tetris.
You couldn't take pictures on this one?
I don't think you could take pictures, no. But like I'm looking at it now and I'm brought back. And I'm looking at this and it's so funny because the way you charge it is not like you plug into it. It's like in a dock. Like you had to put it in like as if it were an electric shaver or something. And then there's like tactile buttons. Like you had to actually hit mm-hmm. buttons.
Oh, could you, when you
remember
text,
buttons?
Do you remember texting and you'd be like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, like on each button.
Yeah, I love you. I miss you. Right? Oh, wait, what?
What?
Oh, that was pagers. Oh, did you never have a pager?
I had a pager.
Oh yeah, you had to have a pager. And
what?
Then there was like a beeper. You don't remember like being in the
I
mall when you were
existed,
like very little and there was like beeper land or like a kiosk in the mall and it was just all beepers.
No, I would be
Everyone
too
had
young
to be a beeper.
That.
And then you would like text each other like codes.
Did
and
you have a
one,
beeper?
Two, one, yeah, 1, 2, 3 meant, yeah, it was red and like clear and you could see all like the wires inside from Beeperland.
Oh, wow.
From the Milford Post Mall. Yeah, and you would text people 1, 2, 3 meant like, I love you. And well, 1, 4, 3 meant I miss you or something like that.
No, 1, 4, 3 means I love you because it's I love, L-O-V-E is 4 letters.
Okay, sorry, you didn't do this. I did.
Well, I'm just saying. Anyway.
And some number spelled boobs.
But I'm talking, okay. But I'm talking about how
5,000.
Love.
5, 6. What? Is that boobs?
No, 8,008 would be boob. 80,006.
5?
80,000.
Oh, the 5 is 85. The S? Why do I think the 6 is the S? Yeah. Is that the number of boobs?
I think 80,085. Anyway,
you're welcome. Everyone not. Listening?
Anyway, no, listen to me though. The flip phone, the buttons to in order to text, you'd have to like push it twice. So like if you wanted to use like, for example, oh, I can't see this. If you wanted to get to the C on the number 2, it's A, B, and C are all number 2.
Right.
So
yeah.
Go,
oh,
one,
yeah.
Two,
oh, to text. Yeah. You had to.
Letter
and
C.
There was, yes, of course. Now I know what you're talking about. Sorry.
I
was confused
looking.
Before.
You know what I mean?
I was just going to say how freakish the people who could do it without looking in so fast. Like,
I bet I could do it still.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And I remember this too. Okay.
Nobody knows what we're talking about.
No one should ever text and drive ever, ever. It's so dangerous. But that didn't used to be illegal. Like when iPhones first came out, and when texting first happened, it wasn't illegal because
kind of common sense.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course it is
I don't know
common
that there
sense.
Needs to be a law.
But
unless
I'm just saying, like back then, I remember being in high school and I just got my cell phone. I just learned how to text And I could do it while driving because I didn't have to look at my phone. I'd look straight
You're
ahead.
You're totally that kind of person. Not to text and drive, but to like to know how to do it without looking.
So I remember I would do it and because I wouldn't have to look down at all because I could feel the buttons.
I can see you doing that. Your brain.
Like I memorized it. I memorized it like Morse code. Like I knew exactly what buttons and how it felt. And I didn't need to look at my phone to text someone. And I could do it in school under my desk because I didn't need to look at it at all to be able to do it. But that was one of the cons of an iPhone to me. When the iPhones came out, I was like, well, you have to look at the screen to text. You can't feel the text. And that was so annoying to me.
You'd already had a system. Yeah.
So I was like,
you'd already learned a skill that you could use for the rest of your life.
And then I was like, I'm gonna have to look at the screen to text someone. That's annoying. I remember thinking that was so obnoxious.
When you type, do you need to look? No, right?
No.
Because you're so working from the computer so much. But did you take a typing class?
Yeah, everyone had to take a typing class.
Yeah, we did take a typing class in high school. I had it at like 7:15 a.m. Like my
high school? So you started high school 7:15? That is cruel.
I don't know. It was like 7:45.
Your school started, that's still so cruel.
So early, yeah.
Your high school started at 7:45? So early.
Yeah, yeah. It was in the sevens for sure.
Ugh, rude. My school started at 8:05.
I know.
You know?
But 8:05. Well, your high school, it's like California. All our hallways are like outdoors. Mine was like every door's locked. You didn't wear shoes?
No. Wow, that's horrible to have class that early in the morning.
But I remember it was really fun because it was like me and three of my best friends were all in this like typing class and we liked our teacher a lot because he was just like this silly old guy, but like we just would have a lot of fun like goofing around, like learning how to type really fast.
I remember.
How did I get through that? How did anybody get through that? And now we all know how to like type really fast without like looking. How did we do that?
I don't know, but listen.
How were we like, how was their consent for that? Like we should have all said like, no thanks.
What do you mean? Why would we say no thanks? We have to do it for our, like livelihood. It's like very important.
I guess it does like come up a lot. It's like one of the few skills.
Use cursive?
You know what? I'm
now?
Wrong. Like, I take that back. It's like, I feel like it's the only.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you use as like a discernible skill from like that time?
No, but I just have a question for you, sir.
Yeah.
So I remember the feeling of those like thick keys, like how keyboards used to be, like the tall, thick.
Yes, of course.
And the way they sounded.
I know what you mean by like thick, but now they're like thin and flat on like a laptop.
Yeah. That's what I learned how to type on.
Same. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, was yours a typewriter?
Is that just a dumb joke? How long, like, you were like, I got to load into this typewriter joke because of, like, age?
Stupid.
Yeah, no, real dumb. No, like, but those keyboards, yeah, that they were, like, sloped and they had big, chunky keys. I wouldn't call them, like, thick. Thick's a weird word to, like, describe a keyboard.
I liked a big, chunky key. I like the big key.
Chunky keys. Bring them back.
And girth. You know,
big,
like,
thick, girthy, chunky key.
If I'm pushing a K, I'm pushing that K. You know?
Tim Cook, if you're listening over at Apple, come out with a chunky, thick, girthy keyboard.
They're actually in now. You can buy girthy, like, thick keyboards now and, like, attach them to your cell phone and stuff. And they, like, light up and they're all cute, but they're, like, thick, like the old school ones. It's like
attach them to your cell phone?
Yeah, they have, like, Bluetooth. And you can, like, attach them to your iPad or your cell phone or whatever.
What are you going to do with a keyboard to your iPhone?
I don't know. It's like kids, you know, they're like, oh, I want a Walkman and they don't even know how it works. It's like kind of like that.
Oh.
Or they're like trendy to have like cool chunky bits.
It's like at the checkout counter at Urban Outfitters. You can just buy like
probably,
a chunky
honestly.
Keyboard. Yeah. Okay.
A thick, girthy one.
I'm all for all those things coming back. I'm nostalgic like that. Yeah. Like, go for it.
But
bring it back,
also
Urban Outfitters.
Like, if it gets really popular, you're not going to like it.
What?
I think. You.
No. I'm all for it.
I know, but I'm saying like if everyone has it, you're going to be like, I don't want it. What's older than that? Typewriter. You're going to like a typewriter.
Typewriters are very tricky. I've never actually like been able to like functionally use a typewriter. I don't know how people did that all the time. I guess they had to know the machinery and like how everything worked, but it seems to me.
I think I want a typewriter.
I guess every typewriter I've used like has been very old and certain things have been broken. But I feel like I remember a friend had a typewriter and we would just write that line from The Shining over and over again.
What?
Like in our apartment.
What line from The Shining?
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
What?
Have you seen The Shining?
Is that the Here's Johnny or I'm
Johnny?
Yeah,
good for you. Look at you.
Is it I'm Johnny or Here's Johnny?
It's I'm Johnny. He knocks open the door and he goes, I'm Johnny.
I knew that one.
Yeah, it's here's Johnny.
We did that one here. Didn't we do that one once?
What do you mean do it? Like do a movie?
Asked me about
like
it or something.
Yeah, we did ask you about it, yeah.
Well, anyway, I don't know why we're talking about that. Because you wrote it. About,
yeah.
So you
literally do know why, because it was like a sentence ago in our conversation.
Wait, so you just had a typewriter and you just write one line from
yeah,
that
a friend
movie
of mine had a typewriter in
why?
In
why would you just type that apartment? One sentence?
I don't know. Like it was like an inside joke. Like every time one of us would be walking by the typewriter, not every time, but like, you know, certain times somebody would, then,
is it something
they would,
the movie?
They would insert their own name. I know. I think it was just that we were all losing our minds, which is kind of what's happening in that movie to that character.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't think I get it.
Anyway, I don't think you do either.
Yeah. Story of my life.
That's okay.
Anyway. So last night, guys, we had a weird night. So we're a little tired because I randomly feel like my throat was closing. It was very weird.
I think you're allergic to something.
Well, I have mastitis. Well, it's gone now, but I had mastitis, which is like an infection that some women get when they're breastfeeding or pumping. And
when she got it, I said, that's the last bingo thing on your pregnancy symptom bingo cards. That was the last thing you had to get.
There's actually a lot of things I know. But yeah, it's not something I wanted to get. I'll tell you that much. It really freaking hurts. And so I was on antibiotics before it. And I don't know if I was like allergic to the antibiotics or something, but like last night I was just, my throat started swelling, felt like it was swelling shut. And I was like, oh, love, we might have to go to the hospital.
Yeah, you woke me up 12:30 at night saying, hey, my throat is closing. You might have to take me to the hospital. I'm going to take a shower, which was like very startling and scary for me. Mm-hmm. Thinking that I have to get up now and take you to the hospital.
It was kind of weird.
And also the fact that, of course, but first you have to take a shower.
No, I
think you were trying to calm. You were like, this will make me feel better.
Yeah. I was trying to feel better because I hadn't showered in a while because, you know, we have lots of kids and we never get to shower anymore. And I just felt so weird. And sometimes when I have like a funky feeling, like whether it's like an allergy attack or I have a cold or a headache, anything like that, sometimes a shower is like a reset button for my body. And
of course, yeah, I see that.
And so I thought like, I felt like for an hour, my throat had been closing and I was like, okay, maybe it sort of felt like it was. And then maybe now I'm making it up in my head is what I thought. So I was like, maybe I just need to calm down. And like, if I take a shower, I'll feel fine after. But I didn't want to take a shower while you were sleeping and the babies, I needed some, you know, I wanted
of course,
to
yeah, obviously.
Be for the babies yeah. And like, what if I was like, what if my throat is closing and it closes in the shower and then right. I die in the shower, you know?
No, so I was like, you did the appropriate thing in waking and warning me.
I showered and then I did not feel better and I didn't feel better for like an hour or two. And then I just,
couple hours.
And then I felt like my throat doesn't feel like it's closing anymore. I still feel like my chest is like tight and I can't really breathe, but I think I could sleep. So I went to sleep.
And then
I woke up and my chest still felt tight, but like,
oh, I was gonna say, and then asleep. Like immediately woke up because there's two,
oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we
two
woke
babies
up, yeah,
there.
A few times.
So yeah, rough night.
Yeah, but it's all as well.
How's your stitis now?
The stitis is
your stitis-itis.
The stitis is almost completely healed, but I'm like freaked out by that whole like throat closing thing. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, that's never good. It sounds to me, everyone I know that's experienced throat closing issues seems to be an allergic reaction to something.
But I'm fine now, I guess.
Well, that's great.
Anyway.
I'm happy about that. Also very tired. Because then I couldn't fall asleep because I was very worried that...
You slept.
I would just hear you choking. Oh, okay. Did I snore?
You want to hear it?
Sorry for breathing. Did you record it?
I didn't, but you did snore. It was cute. Yeah. Guys, guess what? Before we go,
who are you talking to?
The people listening. Before we go to the next ad, I want to say something that I'm really excited about. Today's April Fool's Day, the day that we're recording this.
Has this whole episode been a joke? Are we not even recording?
Yeah, we're not recording. Are we recording? What if we weren't recording? I would cry. We are. Today's April Fool's Day. So this morning I was teaching Flynn how about April Fool's Day and what it is.
Oh, I thought you were going to pull a joke on me
or
something.
No, I'm not. I actually hate April Fool's Day and I hate pranks. I hate jokes. I don't think they're funny ever. I don't like them. But anyway, I was explaining to Flynn in a fun, silly way, not in a mean prank way, but like in a, hey, Flynn, there's a cockroach in your ear. Ha ha, April Fool's. And he thought it was so funny. And so he was doing it I wanted him to learn how to do it to us so he could do it to you, so he could do it to Corey, to my mom, everyone, because I just thought it would be cute if he was going around being like, hey, there's a butterfly on your nose, April Fools. So I was saying a bunch of silly random things. My mom was saying a bunch of silly random things. And we kept saying, and then you say April Fools. Mm-hmm. And we kept saying this to him. And then finally it was his turn. And he goes, hey, mama, there's a baby on your head. And I was like, what? And he goes, apricot.
Yeah, why? As many times as we said April Fools throughout the rest of today.
He always said apricot.
He still says apricot.
Every time. And it was so cute.
It's the cutest thing ever. Yeah.
And we would do it. It's not like he misheard it once. It's like all day. We kept saying April Fools to him.
Yeah.
And he every time said apricot back to us. Apricots.
Yeah.
It was so cute and funny. So I just wanted to say that out loud so that I have that memory forever.
And the cutest guy.
He's the best guy. You know who else is really great, love?
Apricots.
Apricots.
And then I bought, it made me buy dried apricots. Do you say You don't say apricots?
No. Aye. You say apricots? That's kind of cute.
Apricots.
No, it's apricots.
I think I've always said apricots.
Maybe that's how it is on the East Coast. I don't know. I'm from here. And here we say apricots.
Like April.
I love dried apricots.
They're a little bit fibrous.
I love
them. They're fibey.
They're very yummy. Did you get some for real? Because I want to
catch
eat
a fibe. What?
Did you get them for real?
I did, yes.
I want to eat some.
Okay.
Okay.
on the podcast?
I don't know, just like in general. These sound really good right now. You guys, we want to say thanks to our next sponsor, which is Cerebral. Guys, did you know that psychiatrist visits can cost up to $500 per session? And then
I do.
Traditional therapy visits are over $100 per session.
If you're lucky.
Yes, truly. That sounds cheap.
That's like lowballing.
That can add up to thousands of dollars a year. But Cerebral, they're going to help you out, y'all. Cerebral is an online mental health service that offers prescription medication, counseling, and therapy for anxiety, depression, ADHD, insomnia, and more. We love Cerebral here in this household. You've heard us talk about it before. I've always loved therapy and been an advocate for therapy. But the one thing that sucks about therapy is it's real expensive and it's kind of hard to get a good therapist, and you have to wait a very long time to get an appointment.
It's tricky.
Not with Cerebral.
No.
Cerebral, it's got you covered.
They're here for you.
Yeah. Eric, the first time he did Cerebral, was like very jealous of how quickly
an appointment the next day.
It was amazing. It's one of the few services that provides prescription medication online through a licensed provider and ships medication straight to your door. Skip the pharmacy lines, guys. With the Cerebral mobile app, it's like having your personal care team wherever you are. You can message your care team and access self-care resources wherever you are. It's incredible.
There is an app and it has all those tools that, like,
it's really
great. It's really
wonderful. You can connect with your counselor and therapist on your own schedule through your laptop or the Cerebral mobile app. Schedule sessions based on what is most convenient for you. You don't have to wait weeks to be seen, and 80% of members see a provider within 5 days. Eric literally saw his the next day. So pretty incredible. You can do your sessions on a laptop or a phone, so you can always find an area at home where you're most comfortable. They're affordable treatments that are 1/3 the price of traditional therapy. That's incredible. Cheap therapy, and it's good. It's not even like discount therapy. It's like just really good therapy that's cheaper.
It's not like the bottom row on the grocery store aisle cheap. It's like, it should be at the top.
I know.
But it's cheaper. It doesn't make sense in a grocery store aisle at all.
Treatment options are available with or without insurance, and Cerebral is in-network for several insurers, and they're working every day to grow their partnership with in-network. Your monthly cost is even lower. 50% of Cerebral's clinicians self-identify as people of color. It's important to Cerebral to have the diversity so everyone can get the treatment that they deserve. And for listeners of this program, you can receive 65% off your first month of medication management and care counseling at Cerebral.com.
Say 65%?
Relax. Yes. Go to Cerebral.com/relax for 65% off your first month. That's just a total of $30 to get started. Join Cerebral today on their mission to make quality mental health care accessible and affordable for all.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about I wanted to embarrass you.
Okay.
I want to talk about embarrassing things, but we'll get to that later. Because there's another thing I did today, which was I looked at the reviews of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, and it made me feel really good. It's so, people have so many wonderful nice things to say.
Yes.
This podcast is reviewed at 4.9 stars out of 5 on there. With like 4.9 out of 5 stars on Apple there with thousands of reviews, and that made me feel really good. And it's awesome to see these very nice messages that people have to us that I will read on occasion. And there was a few though, like while scrolling, that like stood out to me.
Okay.
Whereas like whenever I would see it, like a,
and you're gonna embarrass me.
Yes,
right now.
This is embarrassing to you. A slightly negative review. They all say, they all have a common theme, which is let him talk. Why don't you let Eric talk? Let your husband talk.
Guys.
Why is she talking over him? And I just want to say that I don't think that's true from my perspective, the person here talking with you. I think I maybe more talk over you and get excited, but I'm also like a shy, quiet person. So like, I don't, you know, it takes me longer to get words out, it seems.
Well, I feel like we talk over each other and we both, and I've never, it's not like a, I'm never trying to cut you off. I'm sorry.
It's conversational, isn't it? No. And I know you aren't, and it doesn't seem that way to me, but like, it seems like a few people are like, not a nice review because I'm sticking up for Eric that he should be able to talk. And come so on. I just wanted to, is that what you want? Is that, that would make you happy?
Oh, well, then, am I done then?
Then let's give that to them. Why don't you can put your, I mean, you can still talk, but like talk less.
Okay.
Hey guys.
Wait, hold on. Can I just say something?
Whoa, we're already?
What? I'm sorry.
No, this is.
I'm really sorry. I know that I do that. I'm so sorry.
Uh-huh.
I'm not. I don't like when people blame. It's an ADHD thing, and I'm not blaming that. It's something I need to work on, and I need to get better at. It's like interrupting people and like getting excited and wanting to tell a story, and like. But also, Eric does take really long pauses when he's talking, and I'm thinking about like, oh, I don't want dead air on the podcast. I don't want there to be like a long, because I know Eric, and sometimes when he's trying to like, he'll think for a minute. He's very thoughtful about how he talks and what he says. And so he'll
I don't
pause.
Know that you're making this better or,
no,
or worse,
because
I was giving you an opportunity to
talk less.
Shut up.
I know, but I'm just saying like, that's why I do. I'm like, if there's a long pause, I'm like, I'm going to do it now. All right, I'm going to shut up.
Okay, now you're going to do it?
Okay, fine. Sure.
That's the name of our podcast.
Hey, guys. It's Merrick. Welcome to Eric's and Colleen's podcast. We're talking today, talking about all kinds of stuff. See, this, that's what you get.
But seriously, try for real. Like, take over. And I won't speak unless spoken to. Like a good woman should.
That's the name of our podcast.
Okay, we're back. It's me, Eric. We're talking podcasts here. Welcome to Relax with my co-host, the shy and quiet and only speaks when spoken to, Colleen Ballinger.
Hi.
Yep. And we're going to... Sorry, I'm just trying to unlock my phone. Why can't I unlock my phone right now? It doesn't even recognize my face. And I've forgotten my passcode. Okay, so we're going to... what's their weird hair?
Oh, you're just sweating.
Oh, I don't think that's sweat. It is sweat. So I was going to talk on the podcast today. Colleen?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to talk on the podcast. See, it's not what you want, right?
Keep going. Is that what they want? I think it's really good. Keep going.
I was going to talk on the podcast today about our we have a Twitter account. Colleen? We do, right?
We do.
I don't think I know how to log into it.
I'll give you the
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
When you're spoken to. Was that because I looked at you? You think you're spoken to?
Yeah.
All right. we have a Twitter for this podcast with a few faithful that are participating in that. One of the not participating in that is us. What? It's because we don't like... Because Twitter is a... the best podcast in history. We have not tweeted.
Twatted.
Not twatted from the Relax podcast Twitter, which is how generally we would interact. Because is there another way to interact? We don't have like a Facebook. Ugh. What is that, Colleen?
Facebook is something I don't really use. No, and you don't even have one.
We do I have a Twitter. Literally deleted it.
Relax underscore podcast, I think.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now, and it looks like our last tweet was from January of this year.
Yeah.
January, February, March, April. It is April now, April 1st. Gotcha. Apricots. And so I wondered, how do I log into this?
I don't know. I think I give you
Do you know how? Can you do it on your phone and give it to me?
Sure.
Thanks for your patience here as I, words are hard, you know? Chris, you can cut all of this.
Don't cut any of it, Chris.
Thank you to my ever subservient wife, Colleen Ballinger. let me look here. How do you tweet? what do you do here?
Whatever you want.
No, I'm saying like literally, I'm like, I don't know how to tweet. Choose an NFT. What? Got it. Okay. There's like a little button, right? Where it says like you write something. Where is it? The plus? Okay. I'm asking you the plus.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, the plus.
Okay. So it just says like when you open Twitter and you go to tweet, it just says what's happening with a question mark. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to, what's happening? Everybody into this? Is this what you want to listen to? Just me talking more. So tweeting what's happening. Cause that's like always the recommended tweet, right? It's always like what's happening.
Yeah.
It says that automatically. So I'm just going to see what's happening here. 12 likes so far. But no one has said actually what's happening. Oh. Wait. Why are you doing that?
I'm trying to help you.
She's so shy, guys. You're so quiet, love.
I know.
Am I into this whole, like, you don't speak unless spoken to? Okay. I'm kidding. It's something like, this is like our weird version of role play. So I said, what's happening? I'm trying to get back to the tweet to open it. Okay. Hi, Eric, ? Maybe they know. Someone said, there's like an Elmo emoji where he's like pointing up his arms. This one says it has sensitive content and I should click on it. I don't think I am. I need to shower. Kennedy says they need to shower, but they don't feel like getting up. how dry my mouth feels and the way I'm swallowing right now. Bree says she's lying, still awake because she had a headache and she took a caffeine pill. We know it's Eric because Colleen tweets in lowercase. Do you? Is that mm-hmm. something you do? Mm-hmm. Colleen?
Yes.
Thanks for keeping it short. I think this is Eric, but nothing from what I know of from Rebecca. Thanks, Rebecca. But I'm going to respond to her. How do I do that? That one? It looks like a bubble?
Sure.
The lol. Right? Is that something?
That's great.
Okay. Is that what you would say? What would you say in a tweet to somebody?
It depends on what they said to me.
I just got done with my opening night production of Disney's Descendants playing Evie. What's that?
I don't know.
Is that like a musical?
Probably.
I'll like that one. Good for you. It's opening night, you know, it's big. You're filming the podcast, aren't you? And I feel like if you were tweeting for me, you would write See, now I'm learning in all lowercase. Like that?
I would never. Okay, yeah, go for it. I would never say that, but okay. I would never say hee hee.
So now this one says, is this Eric? Hey, best friend, not a whole lot. See, hi, Colleen. This person thinks it's Colleen. Oh, then they said, or Eric, lol. Watching Bridgerton finale. You watch Bridgerton?
Mm-mm.
Me neither. Thanks for keeping it short and letting me speak my mind, get my point of views across. This is me expressing myself, just me, because Colleen talks too much. That was fun.
Are you dying?
No, I'm not. I can keep going. Let's ask the people. We already asked them what's happening. What else should I ask them?
Whatever you want.
Yeah, you're right. Whatever I want is right, is correct. Yes. Because you talk too much and you don't let me talk enough. And this is what the people want.
Yes.
Is this kind of a podcast. Mm-hmm. So this person said, hey, Monica. Said, hey, Eric. And I said, I'm going to say, hey, yes, it's me.
Okay.
I'm.
Go for it.
What else should I say? Do you have any other? Yeah, it's me. Me, lol. I actually don't feel comfortable responding to anyone. So I'm deleting it. Sorry, Monica, you almost had a response. Am I boring you?
No, I'm just sleepy.
Oh, yeah, me too. you do talk too much. I will say that.
I do, I know.
So this is a very special episode of Relax. Why is there water pouring out of my nose?
I don't know what you're talking about. This is the best episode yet, for sure.
So another thing. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about, should we,
oh, you know what?
Should sorry, we get to our next?
I don't want to interrupt you.
Yeah. Should we get sorry, to our next?
I apologize. Yeah. Next ad, but you should do it.
Yeah.
Talk too much. Can you hand me my phone? I'll pull it up for you.
Yeah. I was prepared for this. I was just pulling up that, the ad read on her phone. Daily Harvest, guys. I love Daily Harvest. I love those smoothies that, they send us some, takes up about half of our freezer, like probably 50% of our freezer, right, Colleen?
Yeah, right.
But like not in a bad way. I'm happy about it.
Me too.
I like their smoothies, their flatbreads, anything they got frozen, I will heat it up and eat it. Mention things that are keeping you busy. Babies, right? We got so many babies. They are keeping us super busy. And at the end, what can feel like an endless work day? The last thing I want to do is cook. Thank God there's dinner. No, but seriously, folks, what's happening in my throat and body?
Did you say I have something in my throat and body?
Yeah.
Are you crying?
Yes. My throat.
Are you crying because you're so happy someone's finally sticking up for you?
Yeah. And because I love Daily Harvest so much. Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest delivers.
I've never heard you laugh like that.
You know, I'm dying. Colleen, do you want to try?
Sure. You want me to try this?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Where were you? Did you eat any of it? I'm trying to find where you were. All right, guys. At the end of what feels like an endless day, the last thing we want to do is cook dinner.
No, we definitely don't, right?
When your fridge is empty, that urge to order in and skip the cooking happens.
Oh, I'm so sick of ordering takeout, you know? Like, what if there was something in our freezer?
That'd be amazing. But thanks to Daily Harvest, we don't have that takeout temptation anymore. Daily Harvest helps us keep our freezer fully stocked with options that are delivered right to our door and are delicious, nourishing, and ready in minutes. Daily Harvest delivers delicious harvest bowls, soups, flatbread, snacks,
harvest bowls,
and more.
Give me that.
Built on organic fruits and vegetables. Daily Harvest has delicious options for any time of day. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and dessert. Everything is always on hand in your freezer and ready to enjoy when you need it. I personally love the smoothies.
Delish. You love smoothies?
I love the smoothies. There's like a chocolate, like mint one that's really yummy. It tastes like mint chip ice cream. So yum.
I like that one too.
Do you have a favesies?
I do have a favesies.
With Daily Harvest, we never have to question.
Wait, you didn't ask me my favorite.
Yeah, I did. What's your favorite?
Mint cacao.
I just said that.
You didn't say mint cacao.
I just said mint cacao. I literally just said that.
Oh.
I said the chocolate mint one.
Well, you didn't say mint cacao.
Said, I like that one too. Oh my God, love.
You know what they have now?
What?
That I really like in their smoothies is they have a cold brew cacao.
Ooh, I haven't tried that one yet.
Cold brew anything. Cold brew ice cream, give it to me. Cold brew cacao,
yeah.
Give it to me. Anything with cold brew in it.
Yeah.
Don't even know what it is. I guess it's coffee, but it's colder. And they brew it.
I guess.
Yep.
With Daily Harvest, we never have to question if the food we're eating is good for us. They create food that's both good for our health and the health of the planet by supporting farmers who invest in practices that increase biodiversity and improve the health of our soil and delivering food in recyclable and compostable packaging. Daily Harvest does the work, so all we have to do is eat it. Heyo. New on the scene is their delicious Harvest Bakes. For those moments when you're looking for homemade feels without any of the work, they're ready to bake veg-packed dishes, sizzling with gourmet-level flavors that are big enough to share. You just won't want to. Avoid the takeout temptation and get Daily Harvest. Go to dailyharvest.com/relax to get up to $40 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/relax for up to $40 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/relax.
And we're back to the podcast. Thank you, everybody, for listening. To Relax the Podcast, I am your host, Eric Stocklin. With me, as always, is my esteemed co-host, the very quiet and shy, only speaks when spoken to, my subservient wife, my sister wife, Colleen Ballinger Stocklin. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How would you like your name to be?
What do you mean?
Like, how would you like your name to be pronounced?
Colleen.
I mean, like, what would you like your last name to be?
I would like my last name to be Ballinger. It is Ballinger.
Right.
But I might change it to Ballinger Stocklin or Stocklin Ballinger.
Why?
Because our kids have a last name Stocklin and last name Stocklin. And
it gets tricky, right?
Yeah. When I was in the hospital, when they're in the
it's
NICU.
It's complicated. But why should you have to change your name for that to be like less complicated? I guess.
We could all change our name to Ballinger Stocklin or Stocklin Ballinger. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
We don't have to. You should do whatever you want to do. It's your name. Mm-hmm. And I should do whatever I want to do. It's my name.
That's good.
But I am a subservient.
Yeah, no, I've taken over the episode. We've read the reviews. We've listened to the listeners. You talk too much. Mm-hmm. And this is what they want. Is they want just me talking, me not being interrupted or talked over. Because I don't do that to you, for sure. And just me talking, you know, me. Because I'm like the big personality of the two of us, you know. You're the wallflower, if you will. So, stuff on my phone here, going to talk about embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk. I was saying that the theme should be embarrassment. Mm-hmm. Cause I was thinking that, with Flynn, the first time I sensed that I embarrassed him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really funny to me. I was just being goofy, making goofy faces. And he's so expressive, which I'm sure he gets from cartoons, right? Not us. He's so expressive that like when I made this goofy face, usually he laughs. And he's laughed up to this point. He's three and change, like, and he usually laughs. And this time he goes, he like kind of rolled his eyes and goes, okay, dad. I could tell that I had embarrassed him, even though it was just the two of us. And it was so funny to me. It made me laugh so hard that I had embarrassed him and created this, this reaction. Then I was like, oh, this is why parents embarrass their kids, is because it's so funny. Then why wouldn't you embarrass them all the time? Why wouldn't you embarrass them all the time if you could? Because it's so funny, you know, like embarrassing your kid, I guess. Like, in hindsight, all the times like my parents embarrassed me, like my goofy dad, like I feel like it was because it was funny to him,
right,
to see me embarrassed. And I wondered if you ever do you remember the first time you were embarrassed? Can you tell me about it?
Why? Of course.
Do you remember the first time that you were embarrassed? Yeah. Okay.
The first time I could remember being embarrassed was at Taco Bell. And
of course.
There was, never mind. there was, I was with my mom and I like looked away. And when I looked back to my mom, I was very tiny and young and I kind of like had my hands wrapped around her legs, like her jeans. And I was kind of walking around in circles, but like holding onto her legs kind of. And then I hear this voice. It's like, are you lost? Or something. And I look up and it wasn't my mom. It was like some random woman that just was wearing jeans. And I thought it was my mom. And I was like holding onto her legs. I was so embarrassed. It's like scarred in my brain.
Really? It's strange to me that you remember that.
I remember it very well. I was very embarrassed.
Just hugging anything that's denim at that point. Because like just denim, I'm sure in that, but what is this? We're talking like mid-80s, mid to late 80s. Late 80s.
Early 90s.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Early 90s, Taco Bell, just jumping off. Just, you're how tall? Like, how tall are you at that point? I'm asking you a direct question. You can answer.
I don't know in feet how tall I was.
Say 3 feet. You're like three feet tall. Just,
I thought you were telling me to say three.
Say 3 feet. Just you're 3 feet tall and just like acid washy denim towering over you. Mm-hmm. You're just gonna hug whatever is around. You're just gonna hug it. That makes sense to me. It just happened to be the wrong person at that time. Yeah. Like there's nothing for you to be embarrassed about.
I was.
Why?
Because I wasn't. I was hugging a person who wasn't my mom. Mm-hmm. It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
What about you?
Have I ever hugged anyone other than your mom? of course. For me, have I ever been embarrassed by when I was younger at a Taco Bell? Can't think of any like Taco Bell like embarrassing stories from when I was a kid. but I was often embarrassed. Sure, I think. I wasn't a confident kid. Do you think I was a confident kid?
Is that your interview question? Yeah.
Do you imagine me as a confident kid, children? Young person?
I don't know. I think you probably were. You seem like you would be a really shy kid, a really sweet kid. Maybe confident in some things and not confident in others.
Yeah. I remember I was into like skateboard culture and punk music and ska music and all that stuff. And I remember I went to the mall and I bought self bleach stuff to like bleach your own head. I wonder, do people still do that, you think? Colleen, I'm asking you a question. Do people still do that, you think?
I think so.
Yeah, well, I don't know that they do. but I did, and I did it myself. Like, it just, I had shorter hair, and I bleached it. I bleached the crap out of my head. And it hurt the whole time I did it. and then when it was done, it was like yellow.
Yeah.
This is before Eminem, like right before Eminem.
You invented bleaching hair.
I'm just claiming it, that I invented it. But I did it myself and it hurt a lot to do it. And then it was not the color I wanted it to be. And I feel like I did this the day before school photos. Hmm. I don't know why I said photos so weird. but that's this podcast, you know, that's relax. It's just Eric talking, saying some words funny sometimes, and then Colleen reacting to it. Do you ever dye your own hair?
Mm-hmm.
What colors?
Black.
Black? Really? You answered so quickly and with such a dark color, it made me laugh.
Talked in an hour, so the second I got
you're like black. okay, how did that go?
I was in high school.
What year?
I don't know. I don't remember. But I wanted.
I feel like that makes a big difference because if senior year you're dyeing your hair black, I feel like it's way different than freshman year.
I think it was maybe junior year.
Okay. That doesn't matter. then it means nothing.
And I wanted to dye my hair. But my hair is brown, dark brown. And the only way to get your hair any color other than black is with dark brown
hair. Bleach it.
You have to bleach it.
Which I did. It hurts, as I described so eloquently before.
I just want to say. I say that a lot. I just want to say. Every time I have spoken during this time where I'm only speaking when spoken to, you have interrupted me.
Time.
Which happily, like, I'm glad you do because we're having conversations.
I think that's the point of this whole exercise, if you will, is that you're now getting a taste of your own. This is what you're experiencing, what it's like to be me, I think.
But it doesn't bother me. I'm just saying, like,
well, I'm happy you're not.
Are we going back to normal or are we still, I'm still not talking unless.
Whatever you want to do, love.
No, it's whatever you want to do. The viewers care about you. Right.
So black.
Black.
Junior year, black hair. You did it yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you buy it?
CVS.
Are you not allowed to finish sentences? Or,
that is that's the answer to the question.
Why? For a part?
No,
in a musical?
I just said I wanted to dye my hair, but the only color I could do was darker. And so the only color darker than what my current hair color is black. So it was either, and how I know this is because the first time I dyed my hair, I dyed it dark brown and it was the color of my hair.
It's fun though, right? To dye your hair when you're a kid.
Yeah.
I think. And your mom wasn't involved at all. This is something you did all by yourself?
I don't remember. Maybe my mom helped or maybe a friend helped. I don't remember, honestly.
Do we have a picture of you with black hair that we could put up on the
I don't think so.
Screen?
I don't think I do.
No pictures were taken?
I don't think so.
It must have washed out pretty quick.
It did. I didn't get the permanent.
It was like a temp.
Yeah.
Well, I have a picture of my bleached hair for photo day. Mm-hmm. Put it up here. Or not. Maybe it'll just say insert photo.
Yeah.
You'll notice in this picture, I'm wearing, I think, a hemp necklace with glass beads in it. You wear any weird necklaces when you were in high school? Why are you laughing so hard at me?
He said, "You what are they?"
Is that kind of interesting?
I wore hemp necklace. I think I made hemp bracelets and anklets, but I don't think I made a hemp necklace.
Uh-huh.
I would wear... puka shell necklaces. Puka shells were the thing for me.
What's a puka shell?
What?
Like, it's the spiky one? Like white and spiky?
No, it's just like, it's smooth and round and white.
So smooth and round, and then it has like the...
What?
Kind of looks like a butt.
A butt?
What are those shells?
Just shells?
I'm sorry. I thought you were a shell expert and you were going to...
No, puka shells, like, it just...
Can you show me a picture of a puka shell?
Yes.
Thanks. And then maybe I can find that smooth shell that kind of looks like a butt. I don't want to say hole, but kind of, right? I'm Googling right now. Shell that looks...
Like that.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those. Like, butt... Hole. Not all that comes up when you Google that. What are these ones? These are the ones I'm talking about. We need to stop this.
We need to stop what? We need to stop.
We need Colleen Ballinger to be herself, to be her awesome, amazing, energetic. I have things to say. I'm quirky, kind of like fun. I'm pretty. I'm quirky. I've got lots of things to say and stuff. Yeah.
Okay, well, first of all, let's say
I'm
thanks
quirky.
To our
I'm
sponsor.
Sad. Okay, yes,
I'm quirky,
great.
I'm sad. There you go. We're going to say thanks. For, do you want to do the next sponsor, love?
Who is it?
It's Bloom Nutrition.
They sent me that smoothie drink.
Here, you do it.
I drink it
You're
all.
You're so good at doing
Is that why
ads?
I'm doing so good at this podcast right now? Is because I drank the smoothie mix they sent me. Mm-hmm. Bloom. Nope.
Hey, Lovey, I've got a question for you.
I maybe have an answer.
Now, answer honestly. Okay. Do you identify as a hot girl with stomach issues?
I identify as someone with stomach issues, as you know.
A hot girl with stomach issues?
I wish.
Well, if you're dealing with bloating, digestion, mm-hmm, issues, mm-hmm. or just know why you aren't feeling good... I haven't talked for so long, I forgot how to do it. If you're dealing with bloating, digestion issues, or just don't know why you aren't feeling good lately, Bloom can help you feel hot.
Digestion? Is it digestion? Digestion? Is that your Santa Barbara accent coming out?
Indigestion.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Digestion issues, or you just don't know why you aren't feeling good lately, Bloom can help you feel hot year round without the stomach issues. So you can just have the hot. Just be a hot girl without stomach issues.
Oh, that's good.
Bloom Nutrition makes it easy and delicious to give your body what it needs to feel your best inside and out. Their greens and superfood powder blend fights bloating, helps digestion, increases natural energy, and keeps your skin glowing. Bloom greens are packed with over 50 nutrients, including whole fruits and veggies, fiber, probiotics, antioxidants, and more, all in one easy-to-drink formula. Mix it in with water or a smoothie to add to your daily routine. It comes in four delicious flavors, coconut, mixed berry, citrus, and original. Bloom is made for you. Whether you're trying to recover from a big meal or night out, or you're a fitness buff, over 350,000 people trust Bloom to feel better every day. And right now, Bloom Nutrition is offering our listeners 15% off your purchase of their greens and superfoods blend when you go to bloomnu.com/RCE. That's bloomnu.com/RCE for 15% off your purchase. Go to bloomnu.com/RCE for 15% off.
Do it.
Are we back to normal now, or am I still being submissive?
We can be back to normal. I feel like there's something you have and want to say.
I always have and want something to say. I am a very talkative, outgoing, loud, obnoxious person.
So much more settled and comfortable now that, like, yeah, I know that I'm cutting you off to like say fine. This,
we constantly talk over each other.
Yeah.
And I know that I have an issue with that because people tell me, but, that all the time.
Where? Like on the street?
Yeah, on the streets. Almost, yes, on the streets. But this is something that I've always found fascinating with the internet. I can say with full confidence that I love and adore Eric Stocklin more than any person on this planet. I care about Eric Stocklin more than any person on this planet.
For real.
I adore him. He's my husband. He's my partner. He's my best friend. He's my soulmate. And I have his best interest in mind. I care about him. I love him so much. Also, he's a grown adult man and can take care of himself and protect himself. And I just think it's so interesting when there are comments like, I'm sticking up for him because no one else will. Like, I will always stick up for and protect my husband. And he also can do it for himself. And
right.
I feel like people do that about you.
Thanks
sometimes.
For telling them that I can stick up for myself.
No, you know, what I'm saying.
But like, that's what I was doing the first, when I brought why I wanted to bring it up was like, I don't need,
Yeah. I think,
see how interesting that was what I said.
I feel like I would appreciate it if I felt like it was coming from a good place, but because there are a lot of comments that are criticisms and critiques that are coming from a good place to help us to be better people and to help us learn and grow as humans. And then there are some where I'm like, oh, sometimes I think maybe they're just coming from a place of like trying to hurt one or both of us. Do you know what I mean? Like
on the internet? What do you mean? With like, just like text on that people can just write on the internet? I don't think anyone's trying to hurt anybody with that.
Like, I don't know that someone is commenting like, I'm just sticking up for Eric and protecting him because she won't shut up. I don't know that they're looking to help you more they're trying to hurt me.
Sounds like a nurse.
But I also think that I love and adore and want to protect Eric and he wants to do the same for me.
Yeah.
So I think that like, by saying you want to protect or help Eric and in the same breath, not being kind to me is not something that's going to help. I don't know. Maybe I am definitely speaking for you right now. I'm going off of the things you've said.
Well, that's
to me
just
in the
your
past.
Ego and narcissism talking. That's why you just can't help yourself.
I guess so. But people do say things like that about, you know, every once in a while I've seen random comments about our pets or kids or you or whatever. And I'm like, it's so interesting to me that people think, who've never met these people, think that they want to protect, they could protect them better than me, the narcissist. Do you know what I'm
egomaniac.
Saying? Egomaniac. Egomaniac lady over
narcissist.
Here. No, I'm just trying to say, like, I love Eric so much. I'm never trying to cut him off because I think I'm smarter or better than him. I married him because I think he's smarter and better and more talented and more incredible than me. And I'm getting a major catch. So, like, I don't, like, I'm cutting him off because I'm an idiot. And I, like, get excited when I'm talking to him.
And you talk a lot. And I often annoy you by talking over you, especially, like, privately. Like, the way you said, oh, yeah. But, like, publicly... Because I am a shyer person.
Yeah, and if
and I'm not used to this medium.
And if I ever cut you off or start talking in the middle of one of your sentences, it's because this is something that I have always done, and I is the internet, and I'm like, oh, cut all the dead space, cut the dead air. You don't want any air space in the podcast or in a video where there's like no one talking. It's just silence. Like you'll lose the interest of the viewer. And so if you're thinking about what you're about to say and there's a pause, I'm like, oh, I got to fill that space with talking. And so then it sounds like I'm talking over you, but really I'm just trying to fill the space.
Yeah. You come from that. I come from the theater where silence is captivating.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
It's all about listening. Mm-hmm. Being in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry I cut you off. But you know what's funny is like, I bet you all the comments on
are going to
be like, that was the best one. Yeah, Colleen, leave.
Right. Only well, no, there. I don't think that, but like, it may encourage people to leave that comment more. Like, I don't care. I saw it and I was just like, I want to put this to rest that like, what would it be if you just let me talk? And it would be hilarious episode, and sure. So funny.
before we go, since it is my episode,
yeah,
I wanted to say that I don't know if you saw this. Sorry, I have to pull it up on my phone. I don't know if you saw this, but we made the news. if you listened to last episode, we talked about how Colleen was invited to do this fundraiser with her friend for Ukraine.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know if you saw this, but like it was in playbill.com.
What?
And this might, by the way, is a fundraiser that included the likes of Steve Martin, Martin Short, performances by Audra McDonald, Josh Groban, and then like you came on and I stabbed you in the neck with a magic trick. And the headline of the Playbill article is Colleen Ballinger almost gets stabbed through the throat while singing Think of Me. And that's real.
That we need to love. We have to frame that. Can you please print that and frame it and put it in here?
Yeah.
On the wall. That's so funny. I didn't see that.
So
is it just about that or is it about what is the article?
Well, no, it's about the entire fundraiser by your friend Seth Rudetsky, who did this amazing 12-14 hour fundraiser to benefit Ukraine.
That's so funny.
They raised $140,000to the date of this article. And yeah, it talks about all the Andrew Martin, like all these different people that were performed in it and Steve Martin. And then there we are. But the headline of the article is me stabbing you in the throat with a sword.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
And then the other thing is if you could see this in the background, I wanted to thank somebody because like what nice people that listen to this podcast that like I complain about the puppets being lost in the mail and someone was motivated to make them for us. And I just wanted to give a shout out because they're such a talented individual. Here, I'll be you. How do I get?
Look how incredible these are.
I'll be you. And then I'm like, how do I get my hand in here? Get it?
I get it.
All right. Oh, see, is this almost better than, sorry, I'll get out. Is this almost almost better than the one?
Yeah, these are better. Like these are much better.
It's less work on the hand.
Yeah, for sure.
I think these are actually better.
They are. Wow. I love them. I think they're so great.
More accurate to our persons.
For sure. So thank you so much to Eduardo, right?
Yep.
So sweet. Sent us a thing you put your hand in. Oh my gosh.
That looks like my hair.
Oh my gosh.
And this looks like
so
your hair.
Amazing. So, Eduardo sent us these.
Oh, there's little like finger holds in there.
I know. That's
I just realized that too.
Yeah. It makes it so much easier. These are, wait, they even have teeth.
Yeah. If you're listening, we're holding puppets. I don't think ever once said in the past 5 minutes, someone sent in puppets that they made of us.
Yeah.
And they're really great.
They're incredible. And Eduardo did such a great job. So thank you so much, Eduardo.
Everyone loved your hair flip that you did with it.
Oh, they did?
Not that hard, guys. It's just, look.
I love these. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you, Eduardo, for the incredible puppets. These are so, they're incredible. I'm so, so impressed by your talent and how sweet it was of you to send these to us. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you to everyone listening. And thank you for protecting my husband from me. And thank you for listening.
It's just us here. Two Colleens.
Well, we would just be talking over each other.
So if you were to talk to yourself as a puppet, what would you say to yourself?
Hey. I have nothing to say. Hey. I gotta go feed my babies. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.